I stood up. I would find a way. I would find a way to tell her what you had done. And I would find a way to tell your wife, too. I would break both of your lives, Lawrence. Your family life and your secret life. Lawrence looked surprised. He stood up and walked around the kitchen. He ran his hands through his hair. Yeah, he said. I really think you would. I would. Please do not imagine I would forgive you, Lawrence. I would make sure I hurt you. Lawrence looked out at the garden. Oh, he said. I waited. After a long time, he said, It's funny. I've been lying awake all night, thinking what to do about you. I thought about what would be best for Sarah, and what would be best for me. I honestly didn't even think about what you'd do. I suppose I should have. I just assumed you wouldn't be so switched on. When Sarah talked about you, I was imagining, I don't know, not someone like you anyway. I have been in your country 2 years. I learned your language and I learned your rules. I am more like you than me now. Lawrence laughed down his nose again. I really don't think you're anything like me, he said. He sat down at the kitchen table again and held his head in his hands. I'm a shit, he said. I'm a loser, and you've got me over a barrel. He looked up at me. You won't really tell Linda, will you? His eyes were exhausted. I sighed and sat down opposite him. We should be friends, Lawrence. He laughed. I've just admitted to you that I'd sell you down the river if I could. You're the brave little refugee girl, and I'm the selfish bastard. I think our roles here are pretty clearly delineated, don't you? I shook my head. I am selfish too, you know. No, you're really not. Now you think I'm a sweet little girl, don't you? In your mind, you still don't think I really exist. It does not occur to you that I can be clever like a white person, that I can be selfish like a white person. I realized I was so angry I was shouting. Lawrence just laughed at me.